download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk, WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Okay. Out goes State Rep Dave DeCoste. We thank him for coming in. We thank him for his Bruins, St. Louis Blues prediction. And we turn our attention to a project, an establishment that's been proposed in one community. But the idea of the conversation that we're having is because the town of Hanson is one of many communities that are having the conversation with this new industry since the 2016 vote. This is a very prevalent conversation. So while you may hear about the town of Hanson, you may hear about business owners, you may hear about opposition, you may hear about proponents, and maybe even the moderator. Sorry, Bob, I didn't want to leave you up.
Thanks, Kev. I appreciate that.
The idea is we're having a conversation about this particular project, but this is something that you may be hearing about from other communities. So I'm going to go around the room, first off, and introduce everybody, give everybody an opportunity to say hello real quick. We'll start from my left, of course, folks at home, radio dial left to right. We'll start with the Greenbergs. We have Ralph and Allie Greenberg. Welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Thanks for having us. Really appreciate being here tonight.
You got it? Do you have enough room?
I have plenty of room. Okay. Thanks, viewers, for having us.
I just want to make sure that Dad isn't going to be, that it's
you're close enough. I'll push him aside.
Just remember, the only thing is that where we don't have visual, you got to make sure you lean right into the microphone. Or if you have to, grab the microphone and put it right up to your mouth. Because what you have to say, all of you, has its importance. And I want to make sure that the folks at home can hear you. Because, again, we are lacking that. The visual, mm-hmm. per se. It is not a visual medium. Right next to Allie is a gentleman who has asked to be on here prior. And I said, sure, you can come on. and that's one, Joe Campbell.
How are you doing, Kevin? Thanks for having me on.
Joe is a proponent, and I think Joe is also, are you an elected or an appointed official as well?
I am. I'm an elected member to the planning board in Hanson, but I'm here on my own capacity.
You are here on your own.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure that I at least mention that, so. And then I think we already recognized Bob. It's worth noting that Bob will be the moderator for the upcoming event this Thursday at the Hanson Library. Okay.
6 o'clock?
Yes, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Do we know how long is this going to be?
Hopefully an hour at that point, yep.
Okay. So, again, that's the idea of making sure we also give you an opportunity to kind of get the word out about this. So folks who want to ask questions, regardless of the side, they can do that. Then, next to Bob, we have Ann Hassel.
That's correct, Kevin. Ann Hassel.
Okay, thank you. And next to Ann, now Ann is a...
I'm a licensed physical therapist. I've been a licensed physical therapist in Massachusetts for 10 years. I also worked in the marijuana industry, in the medical marijuana industry, for a year and a half. And I'm concerned about the dangerous effects that I witness in the practices. And that's why I'm here, Kevin.
Okay. So you're here for the health side. So you're not necessarily opposed to marijuana. You are concerned with how it's being cultivated and how it's being manufactured. Is that accurate or is that not accurate?
Well, it's turned into the corporatized, industrialized marijuana industry. It's what I find, something I didn't expect. Before I worked in the dispensary, I was very much pro-marijuana. However, after, again, what I witnessed has caused me to change what I feel regarding marijuana, okay. because, again, of its dangerous physical and mental effects.
Now, remember, this is just introduction, so you can give your whereabouts, because we're going to turn our attention to Annette Benedetto.
Benedetto,
that's right.
Yes.
And she is a Hanson resident, and you are also someone who is in opposition to marijuana or in opposition to this particular project or a project like it.
I would describe myself as similar to Ann Hassel's response as far as that goes, because from what I've understood, it's just a manufacturing addiction, basically. So,
okay. I want to make sure that I lay the ground rules out there real quick, because, again, I want to make sure that we have an educated conversation. And, again, this isn't necessarily about the Greenbergs, but this is about, again, a new industry that's coming in, whether it's retail, whether it's a cultivation site or a manufacturing site. It's a matter of having a conversation, but letting everybody have a chance at the microphone to talk. So if, again, everybody will have a chance to talk. I normally, it's a half an hour program. I have expanded this. Bob and I conferred. So instead of it being a 20-minute or a 30-minute, we're actually going to have two different segments. We'll have opening conversation up until 7 o'clock, and then after 7 o'clock, from 7 to 7:30, we can really get into the meat and potatoes and the conversation with that. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands where we're at. This isn't necessarily being someone who is, you can be opposed to something or not in favor of something, but do it with a particular way. You could be for something, but be for something without being necessarily trying to sell it. Does that kind of make sense?
Sure.
So we'll start with Ralph and Alan, give you guys an opportunity to kind of talk about what is it about this new industry that has attracted you to want to get involved and even look at a community like Hanson to have a cannabis cultivation establishment?
Thanks, Kevin. You know, first of all, I'm 57 years old. I've been a consumer of cannabis probably for 25 years. I utilize it for many different reasons. One of them is for my anxiety. I've grown it. I have purchased it. I have from different recreational facilities as well as medicinal facilities. My goal with my daughter is to build a facility and a cultivation site that is almost like a craft brewery. Our goal is to put out the finest boutique craft product tested in-house by our own in-house testing facility, because my background is lab and scientific equipment, so my ability to procure the testing equipment that most people is going to cost a fortune for, I've been able to procure this very reasonably, so I can have my own in-house testing facility to eliminate and alleviate any of the concerns from our consumers.
Ali, you wanna add to that at all? Or do you
Yeah, of course. I piggyback off of everything Ralph says. I do think we share the same passion with the plant. I do come from the medical standpoint of it, so I believe in the medicinal benefit that the plant does provide for the consumer. And I also am part of a movement, you know, our generation, and, you know, I can share this with my father, that we're part of something a little bit bigger than me, and I do believe it does help in many... many components, and I think we're here to speak on behalf of our safe product that we will provide to the consumers, and I can back that up completely with what we think that we can provide for practices, processes, and how we feel about just the laboratories being in place, how they test our product before the consumers, you know, actually consume it. So...
Okay. And I want one other little disclaimer I want to throw out there. And that is the individuals who are in the room. I've had the privilege of watching Bob, who, other than being the individual who's going to be the moderator for this event coming up on this Thursday, the 13th. But he also hosts a cable show, a cable program, and has had all these individuals on. And all these individuals have spoken very well to their case and their thoughts, their concerns, or, you know, about this particular issue. So I want to at least commend everybody who's here. At least I was impressed by everybody, and not necessarily a play on words with impressed LLC per se. So I want to at least put that out there as a disclaimer. Now, before Bob jumps in, I want to kind of where Joe is somebody who is someone who is elected to a board.
Correct.
What's your understanding as to where things stand with the town of Hanson? Now, I know that there was a town meeting vote in regards to retail. Is there any confusion in regards to whether the town can allow for a host community agreement to allow someone to come grow it or manufacture?
Right, yes, absolutely. It's one of the biggest things that we've wanted to try to alleviate any misinformation that's going out there in regards to what happened with the retail in the town of Hanson. As opposed to the cultivation. We have an industrial park in Hanson that's down off of Franklin Street. And for quite a while now, it's actually been zoned very specifically for cultivation, for medicinal. So there was a town meeting in the past where the retail was turned down. We've kind of gone back and forth since the 2016 vote. We've gone back and forth quite a few different ways. You know, it's just north or just south of 50% pretty much every vote that we have. So the thing that really kind of drives me to speak out in favor of having a cultivation facility is from the town's perspective itself. It's having what's best for the town. One of the biggest things that we have in regards to Hanson is a very, very low tax rate, but also a very low business rate, where, you know, having business in town is going to offset some of the things that we have as far as being a bedroom community. So some of the residential tax revenue in Hanson, it's quite burdened because of the fact that we don't have a Route 3 bias or a 128 or something of that nature. So Hanson, as far as a business perspective, it's very hard to have a business in our town. It's centrally located, but a business like this is something that is low risk with a really high gain, and that's something that I like to see in town.
Bob, did you want to jump in there before we go to Ann and Annette?
Well, Kevin, I think it's important for the people knowing that are listening this evening to understand the fact of I got involved for the educational purpose of we had so many people in town, whether you were pro, on whether you were for it or against it, or the cultivator, there was so much information that was bad that people were saying, Bob, do a show, let's hear from all sides. So that was my whole role in the thing. But I think it was very interesting because I knew nothing about cannabis. And now, after hearing for, against, and the cultivators, I've learned quite a bit about it. And then I've done some research. I've got pointed in certain directions. And I've been able to obtain quite a wealth of knowledge on it. And it's quite an interesting subject. I absolutely, positively beg people to come on Thursday night. It is an informational meeting. Again, I'm going to be moderating it. It's a neutral position. Everyone's going to have a chance to speak, to talk, to ask questions. It should be a good educational value, whether you're for it or against it, or you're the person trying to grow it. You will come away with a vast amount of knowledge to better base your decisions. I know it's come out a lot of against the Boards of Selectmen. The Board of Selectmen really had nothing to do with any of the scheduling for any events. They are going to be taking it up at a board meeting somewhere in the future after the informational meetings are done. And then that would be the time for the citizens to come and express whether they want it or they don't want it or whatever they want. But all of that is coming up, and I think it's important for people to know that because a lot of people in town think that their rights have been taken away, that there's all kinds of stuff going on behind the scenes, and that's not so. These shows, including the one we're doing tonight with you, Kevin, is made to get people to understand what they're getting into, whether it's good or bad.
Okay. Judge, you have a question?
Sure, absolutely. And Bob, the meeting that we're going to have coming up, it's not just for Hanson residents. Anybody.
It's for anyone.
That's why we're here at WATD's, because it's for anybody. If anybody on the South Shore wanted to come down, they certainly can come down and listen to this kind of moderation, because
right.
It doesn't just affect our town. This is a South Shore issue.
So turning my attention back to Ann, give you an opportunity. Ann, as you were explaining earlier, your background, give your thoughts as to being a part of this conversation.
Well, I'm kind of similar to Ralph. I used cannabis for decades, and I found it was something very positive in my life. So when legalization happened or medical legalization occurred, I voted for it. I was very excited to be a part of the industry. I thought it was my dream job, actually. So I applied, and I went to work for a medical marijuana dispensary. Again, I thought this would be something that would be very health-oriented, very much based on providing a good plant-based medicine for patients, but I actually discovered there were adverse effects from myself and from other people, and discovered that toxic cannabis was being produced because that's how corporations make their profit. So why I'm here, I drove 2 hours this way. I didn't get paid to be here. I didn't get paid to go down to DC and speak before the FDA on the 31st of May. I feel so strongly because I want people to be aware of the health risks and realize there again, it's a big industry. I know it's a movement, but what about people's health?
So is this basically a call to, it's not necessarily what the Greenbergs are trying to do, but it's just a matter of oversight as to what, you know, what's going to be cultivated, and that maybe there needs to be.
I think the part of the problem was the way it's regulated. I thought it's Massachusetts, so of course there'd be a lot of, you know, it's Massachusetts, a lot of regulations. That's far from the case. The rules were scant. They were self-regulating and self-policing. There are ways to skirt this. Mm. I'm not the only employee to come forward. Two cultivation facility workers came forward, and so did the harvest manager, but no one's listening. So I'm glad you had me on this show, Kevin, because at least I could state this.
But again, it's not nothing as to what the Greenbergs are trying to do, but it's just a matter of your concern as to the state and corporations getting involved with this and maybe putting out a product that's going to be more harmful.
I feel
than
like
good.
It is not being well regulated. That what's going to happen if the CCC doesn't have a grip on this? What's going to happen when more places
and
open?
And for the boys and girls at home who don't know what CCC is, what is it?
Cannabis Control Commission. Okay. They are in charge of regulating the cannabis.
They're the ones who
industry.
Kind of put this all together and was assembled by the state treasurer. Correct. Just for you never know at home. Trust me, I get the emails and the heck. What? Someone just used an acronym. What the heck was that? And so, if I stop you in the middle or Bob stops you, it's because we're just trying to make sure that we're connecting the dots for the folks at home. Annette, you're a Hanson resident. What is your reason as to how you feel about cannabis and maybe a particular business like what the Greenbergs are going to put forth or future cultivators who may want to come into the town of Hanson?
This business is going to be in my backyard. And
backyard, like it's going to be like actually in your backyard, just going to be in the town of Hanson backyard?
Well, within a half mile of my home.
Okay.
So I have an investment in this business because it will impact my property value. Not only that, but I have children, and I know these businesses are notorious for odor issues, and I do not want my kids potentially smelling, this product in the air, and it's not healthy. And not only that, but I'm an environmentalist, and I'm concerned about the water quality, the water consumption that they'll be using, the liquid waste that will come from these from this facility or any facility for that matter. And they are zoned in an aquifer protected zone, which means that's our drinking well water. And how is that going to impact that? Our drinking water.
Okay. But as far as cannabis use, are you a proponent or are you an opponent to it?
I think, as Anne stated earlier, if it had been through FDA clinical trials, it had studies that prove what medical values it can provide, then of course I would be all for something that could help human beings. But the way the commercialization has turned this product into, it's just a manufacturing of addiction, because it's a high potency THC product that is not, from what I can see, it's not being used properly. So.
Okay. What we're going to do is we'll come back and we'll let the Greenbergs get a chance. They've got a lot on their plate right now. Give you a couple of minutes to kind of process it. And then again, let everybody else kind of formulate their own questions. We'll have a conversation. Let's step aside. Top of the hour. We're done with the first hour of Monday Night Talk. When we come back, more Monday Night Talk here at 95.9 WATD. Don't go anywhere.
South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.
The family that brought the 54-foot mahogany bar to McWiggins Pub in Whitman now brings a dining experience like no other. The patio at McWiggins. Dine al fresco while watching one of the 755-inch monitors or the 9-foot video wall. You'll enjoy a different dining experience at the patio with a totally different menu. Eat, drink, and socialize at the patio at McWiggins. And don't forget McWiggins Pub next door, located at 546 Washington Street in downtown Whitman.
You have a mini bike or dirt cart? Get to the Cranberry Bogs on June 22nd for Goma's Mini Bike Massacre. This year, the theme is Vikings and Barbarians. Come, let off some steam on Goma's property.
It's the 9th annual Goma's Mini Bike Massacre. Sponsored in part by Brennan Smoke Shop. Poll starts only 5 to 7 horsepower. Racer registration is at noon or earlier, $25. Spectators, $20. Racers and spectators must sign waivers. Racers must dress the theme. 9 live bands, food trucks on site, BYOB, BYOW. See Goma's Mini Bike Massacre on Facebook, GOMAS. It's a family-friendly event. What could be funner than watching your dad get crushed on the course in the Cranberry Bogs? Maybe he ditches it or something. It's going to be awesome. Brennan Smoke Shop, the best smoke shop in Massachusetts.
Conquer your enemies and see them driven before you at the 9th Annual GOMAS Mini Bike Massacre. Ah!
Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk.
Yes, we're back. Coming up later this hour, Nicole Terry from Naked and Afraid XL this season. Stay tuned for that. But right now we are talking cannabis cultivation in the town of Hanson. So we have Ali and Ralph Greenberg from Pressed LLC. We have Joe Campbell from the town of Hanson. We have Bob Hayes, also from the town of Hanson. Might also want to mention that Bob is also a local business owner as well. We have Ann Hassel, who has been in the field as far as cultivating marijuana, right?
Yes, I worked in the medical marijuana dispensary for a year and a half, and okay. I live in Chicopee.
Okay. She came 2 hours to travel down here, and it's appreciated. And I'm going to try again to get your name correct, though. So we got Annette Beninato. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Is that Portuguese?
Italian.
Yeah. Just kidding.
As he says with a joke.
Right, exactly. And again, we're talking about this particular project. Now, as I said, I teased it that Ralph and Ali give you guys an opportunity. We've had folks go around. Everybody's phone is off, right?
Mm-hmm. Except for Bob.
Except for Bob, the old guy in the room who doesn't know how to shut
it's
his
off,
phone off.
It's off.
You've had a chance to hear some of the folks who are going to be here. Anything you want to initially out of the gate kind of touch upon while you have a half a
sure.
second?
Sure. So first of all, we're very thankful for being on this broadcast because people can listen and re-listen to it again. The thing is, we're receptive to all the comments and interested in how we can make this a positive impact for not only the community, but for the people that live right around the facility. So, first of all, when it comes to, I guess, smell, on Thursday we'll have some visuals to show what I had said to Bob on the Dig It show, Bring It On. We'll have a building in a building. So we'll talk a little bit about that on Thursday night. But when it comes to water consumption, I believe that the water consumption that we're utilizing will pay for itself within not only our host community agreement, but how we do our business practice. When it comes to waste, environmental concerns, and EPA regulations and all that jazz, the CCC has a pretty good handle on how we should be handling things. But, you know, based on my background and understanding a lot of concerns that environmental, Equifors, hazardous wastes and all that jazz, I've got a real good handle on how to handle all of that. Making sure that this facility handles all the local, federal, and state concerns when it comes to environmental conditions, air quality, and anything that comes to that. So we're very receptive and interested in letting you know a little bit more about how we go forward.
Annette, do you have a counter?
I'm just concerned that you don't have it established in your business plan yet, and that kind of makes me feel like we're guinea pigs in Hanson.
Well, standard operating procedures will be given out soon, but until we facilitate our host community agreement with the town and knowing that all of our ducks are in order and our I's and T's are crossed and everything's in place, then we'll show you our plan. But until then, I think it's too much intellectual stuff to be dealing with right now.
My question to you, Ralph, would be, since we're talking sort of about a business plan and Annette brought that up, community host agreement, can you explain a little bit to the listeners what that truly is and how it's formed? Or Ali,
I think
either
Ali
one,
will.
I mean.
Yeah,
Ralph, give her some opportunity to talk, will you?
It's an agreement with the municipality that our business establishment has to come up with some type of plan, and that plan holds the 3% gross revenue from our business on top of a positive impact plan, like Ralph said. And I believe just our ethical practices that we want to add to that to make us a better business owner in the town. That is not approved, not just by the municipality, the town of Hanson. It's also approved by the CCC.
The Cannabis Control Commission.
You got it, Bob. And I think that's, that to me, that's the two layer to this part that you know, yes, we have to get the approval from the town itself, but it's also the state as well. And I think that's where the regulations, I felt they've done a very good job. We're not going back to 2016 where the DPH was in control. It is a whole new department. And I believe in what they've done has been pretty successful, besides one of the companies you did bring up, and that's one out of hundreds. I do think this is an evolving industry that we all are part of, and I have to say we kind of are guinea pigs. We are learning as we go. The best practices have not been done yet, and I think that's where Ralph and I really want to come in and make it most practical, most ethical, and best to consume, you know? Most...
We are consumers.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that product to be floating out there if I didn't consume it, you know, and wasn't proud of that and wasn't impressed by that. So.
And to add to that, I'd really like to point out, you know, of all the communities that are around that have businesses inside of them, do you really have an agreement with the businesses like this, something that's not only regulated by your own local board of selectmen and your own local city government, but and has input from the people that live in the town, but also from the state itself? Imagine if you had a host agreement with every business that was in your town, you know, to help regulate those things, to help regulate what's being consumed, and really making businesses stand to the ground of being good stewards to the resident, to the area that they're in, as well as the residents. You know, if we could have something like that in every community with the big businesses, that would be wonderful.
I got a quick question. Maybe somebody can answer it here. I know. Example, the city of Brockton, the mayor is the individual who can give out as many host community agreements he wants, but it's up to the city council to narrow it down to the number that are allowable. I believe in Brockton it's 8. You got 2 that the medical marijuana dispensaries are allowed to have, and that leaves the other 6 that are up for grabs. So let me just finish this. Mm-hmm. So the mayor can give them out, but it's the city council is the one who will take it across the finish line or deny. What is it like in a community like Hanson? Do you understand how it works?
Yeah, I believe we're in that process.
Would it be the town administrator and then the board of selectmen, or
it's how they appoint that board? I don't even believe they put a cap on how many license holders can come to their town. So this is the open discussion that we're all having, and I think that's why we're so lucky to be part of this town, trying to get into it and evolve with it and really figure out what is going to be best for both parties.
But right now, just for clarification, you're saying that you guys are in discussion, and the Board of Selectmen and Hanson haven't had any discussions with anybody because they're not part of this whole thing yet.
Mm.
It's actually been a legal team. It's been town council that's been dealing with a lot of the paperwork and a lot of the background. The Board of Selectmen are actually going to be very limited into what they can have as far as input. And of course, the Board of Selectmen and City Council for any town are going to go out there and try to get the best bang for the buck that they can for their area, just like Hanson's Board of Selectmen will.
Let's let the two ladies kind of weigh in and give you guys an opportunity. A lot more information is on the table now. Give your thoughts on it.
Well, the biggest thing I have to report about is the CCC, the Cannabis Control Commission. They have failed miserably in their job. People from the Cultivation Center have spoken publicly. I'll use the words. They preyed on the ignorance of the people in Massachusetts. In other words, they were taking marijuana stalks, dunking it in caustic hydrogen peroxide that was burning the workers' skin. This had pesticides, later heavy metals. Heavy metals are harmful. I actually ended up with heavy metal poisoning. As for the DPH, they issued a heavy metal and pesticide waiver. Do you understand? For finished products.
If I could kind of counter real quick here, it sounds like you're a proponent of black market marijuana, correct?
I'm not a proponent of black market.
If somebody was smoking marijuana prior to 2016, would you okay with it?
I actually grew marijuana myself. I have grown hydroponic, aeroponic, and soil, indoor and outdoor. So what I'm really disgusted with is what they've done to the plant for commercialization and industrialization. It's wrong, Kevin.
Okay, but listen to me. Have you ever smoked marijuana and somebody else brought it and said, oh, I got this from someone else and smoked it, not knowing where it came from?
The people I know would grow and never use harmful products for their own stash.
You've never smoked anything that was from from an unknown source? Anything that you were able to have?
Well, I would go maybe decades ago, but in terms of recent, I know people who grow it, and they want to have a good, clean product for themselves. But this is not about a good, clean product. It's about profit.
What I'm saying to you is that black market, what it was before 2016, the unknown, that was something that was sold on a street corner and sold by people. You didn't know how it was grown, what they added to it, what they used for chemicals.
But now people think it's safe because the state has legalized and has these so-called regulations.
Right. Annette, do you want to weigh in?
So much to say. I don't know where to start.
Well, we got 15 minutes to try to make it concise.
Oh, okay. So the Greenbergs said they use, I'm just curious, do you use the concentrates?
I don't, personally.
Do we use concentrates?
Yes.
I smoke flour.
Okay.
I don't do
Have you there. Ever used?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
The concentrates. So, totally, many times.
So
make sure you speak into the microphone.
Many times I've used concentrates and shatter and wax and dabbing.
And what percent THC was it?
First of all, the percentage of THC, it just depends on how many draws you would take off of the either rig that you're smoking out of or the type of way you're smoking it. I mean, your cannabis in consumption when you flower intake hits you a little differently than concentrates and edibles and different things. So you have to be cognizant of what we call dosing on anything that we do. We've heard on a previous station that, people OD on this stuff. Well, you got to be cognizant of anything that you do in life. So, when it comes to concentrates, say it if I hope I answered for you.
No, you did. But I'm just, the state does not require warning labels on these products. It doesn't say, you could have a heart attack, which has happened. I know people laugh and say, marijuana, it's harmless. Relax, Annette. It's here. No, we're not talking about the marijuana from 20 and 30 years ago. We're talking about
It's a stronger potency than THC. It was 20, 30 years ago.
Most facilities that you'll buy this product will have a consultation group. If you haven't been a consumer of this or don't understand it, you should probably ask the consultation group within the either RMD facility or into the recreational facility. Most of them have it. And I just wanted to just point out one thing earlier that Ian had said. I just didn't know how long ago this burn happened with the person at the facility. I haven't heard anything for at least since 2016 for any facility.
But you heard about this, though. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Oh, yeah. Well, the rules have changed dramatically since...
I don't know how, because the Cannabis Commission had a meeting last November and nothing was changed, even though the harvest manager and cultivator said there were problems with the pesticides.
And that was in here, Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, in the Cannabis Commission, November 2018, last year.
But to rein this in, though, Kevin, we're really talking about a cultivation facility in Hanson,
right,
in the South Shore area. We're not talking about a big business.
Moving forward. So
exactly.
We want to make sure we're moving forward.
We're not talking about a big business, so losing the skin of the game since 2016. I don't really understand how you could be so objective to the changes that have happened in the industry without being objective to what has changed. And what has changed is the growing facilities. It's not mass produced.
How do you know that?
Because you have craft brewery, you have craft growers that are coming out of the woodwork to supply a better product to the public. That's exactly why the Greenbergs came to Hanson.
I'll ask you a question, Ann, and that is, do you feel that there should be a slower rollout and that there should be some trials and tests that are done?
Absolutely, there should have been a better rollout than this. This is pathetic what they allowed to happen. And I know that, okay, time passed, but we just have reassurances, and profit is the bottom line. For $15 a gram, corporations will do a lot of things. And that's what I resent the most. They took a perhaps beautiful medicinal plant and made it into some terrible toxic commodity for profit. And what about the people being harmed? Does anyone care about that?
Well, I'm not really sure, because if anybody's ever tried to grow it, it's very, very hard. It's very hard to grow.
Right.
And we're excited about the opportunity to have you try our product, Dan. I think it's important for us to all get together and go forward on the new way of thinking in the state of Massachusetts, with the Cannabis Control Commission allowing these facilities to go into certain communities.
Is this particular industry going to be bastardized for an extended amount of time? Until it is overly, is it going to be another generation before it's accepted?
Well, I'd like to know what California last year did a survey. 90% of their flower samples failed for mold. Does anyone care about that? Mold, aspergillus, can kill people. It just seems like people think, wreck's here. Who cares about the people? Who cares about the patient? Well, I actually do. I'm a physical therapist. I couldn't let this go, Kevin. I have to at least try a little bit. I know I'm a tiny little voice out there, but I still have
to at least put
it out there.
I appreciate the words as well, but can I just say one more thing, please? You know, we want to make sure that you all understand that the quality of product that we'll be putting out, this is not about money for the Greenbergs. This is about an opportunity for a father and daughter to create a product that we've had a lot of love for a long time. And by having this opportunity, we really appreciate this to prove to you and show you the town, the other communities, to understand what we're trying to do and do something very profitable for all of us.
Do you feel as though, again, you guys are coming in at a time, this is early on in its infancy, that it's going to be a steeper climb to be able to gain acceptance? I'm sure you guys are understanding of that there are going to be more people who are going to want to vilify this in any manner because of there have been problems from the onset.
Yeah, I'll treat this as a palliative care program up until we get our license. And, you know, I really do respect the concern that both of you share. You know, I do think that we have a very similar background of where we worked. And I think it's interesting how I've seen it kind of come to this point in their business opportunity. And I think they've done a pretty good job, to be honest. So you can call it pathetic. I call it evolving.
Okay, let's move to the... How about security? What's the idea in regards to... Security is a part of if you are going to cultivate that there has to be some kind of set rules when it comes to. Has the Cannabis Control Commission put forth anything in regards to security so nobody is breaching your facility to try to grab flower?
Yeah, we can definitely address that plan on Thursday. Okay. But yeah, there's a whole guideline of what the CCC, the Cannabis Control Commission, put in place for us on top of how we'll make the community feel more secure with the security plan that we'll present to the chief of police, the residents, the neighbors.
And to add to that, Kevin, the chief of police and the chief of fire in the town of Hanson have been absolutely 100% for this facility. As far as the retail that was going through, the communication that they had with them, they had a lot of worry with that. There was less control spread out. The zoned area was all along the Route 27 corridor that we have through town. But for this facility, they've spoken out in favor of it, both departments.
Annette had brought up a concern in regards to water. I mean, we know that water is it's a key commodity.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about economic development. You know, do you feel that Annette has right to be concerned in regards to the use of water?
I think anybody has a right to be concerned in regards to water, but the thing to do is to not put a thumb on just one business. You know, we take this marijuana aspect out of this, the cannabis aspect out of this, and it's just a business. So specifically in our own town of Hanson, cranberry growers is a huge industry in the town. How much water are they taking out? Now, most of them are going to be on wells. Majority of them are going to be on wells, and that's understandable. It's still the same aquifer, though. So it's really hard to say that without having some water department people speaking out for it.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, I mean, what if instead of it being the Greenbergs, what if it was Nesrellen? They were going to be growing tomatoes and cucumbers. Would you have
Love
the same
farm?
Would you have the same opposition?
If they were consuming 1,600 gallons of water a day, yeah, okay. I'd be concerned. But keep in mind, too, I can see what's going on in a field with tomatoes. I cannot see what's going on in a 24-hour, 7 days a week facility that's locked up.
But that's the beauty of the community host agreement, is that the facility can be inspected at any time by any of the representatives that are deemed in the agreement to be able to go down and inspect that facility. That's talking Sunday night at 2 a.m. That's part of that whole agreement.
Well, I think, Kevin, I've heard a lot again this evening, but one of the things that I think is a big concern in town and why I got involved with all of this is the voters of Hanson, the people of Hanson that live in the town have genuine concerns that are going to be answered probably Thursday night because we're going to have more time than we have tonight. So I think it's imperative that the community host agreement, that people have input in the Board of Selectmen are obviously going to have some sort of a night where they're going to discuss this in an open meeting so people can hear it, feel it. If you have questions about a community host agreement or how this product is produced, I urge you to come on Thursday night and find out whether it's far or against. These things need to be discussed, so all the flying rumors that are going around, I mean, I've heard both sides of whether it's got mold, whether it doesn't have mold, Joe's opinion versus Annette's opinion, and everybody's having a friendly conversation, and we can all appreciate that.
Well, what's even better, though, is unlike social media, you don't know exactly who you're talking to at times. So maybe there's some folks that you know who they are. But, you know, the beauty of social media is anybody can be a keyboard warrior and make their comments and do so. And it's not necessarily their profile. It could be just some false profile that they friended, you know, like-minded folks in the community just so they can get in and get in digs at people. At least this. Has social media, have you, either of you, Ralph or Ellie, looked at social media to kind of see what the buzz is? Or do you try to stay away from that so you don't feel a negative connotation?
It hasn't influenced our business. Good, bad, or indifferent at this time. We will use it as a platform, but it's really just more educational that we use it for, just through the process of the license. Mm. I think there's really good advocacy groups that really help us out. I'll shout out MRCC. They do a great job by putting together an impact plan. I think that's the only reason I use it right now.
Ellie, who's MRCC?
The Marijuana Recreational Cannabis Council.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
Ladies, how do you feel social media? Is it a worthwhile forum to put questions out there? Or do you have to deal with folks who don't appreciate your questions in regards to water use or odor or any issues like that? Because I know folks on either side of the issue will look for a reason to troll somebody just to have fun.
Well, I actually am old school and do not do social media. So I'll turn it over to Annette, who does. And unfortunately, she has reservations, and she's been attacked, which I don't think is fair.
No.
There seems to be a lot of anger, and I don't understand why we can't just talk about it. Why are people attacking people?
Because it isn't like the old days where, you know, if you saw somebody said something to you, you punch them in the nose. This is like old school. That's a Bob Hayesism, by the way. But no, back in 20, 30 years ago, if you smarted off to somebody to them, well, you never know what they would say to you or if there might be some kind of physical altercation. These days, you can hide behind a screen and not face any repercussion as to any human emotion, per se, and you can just shut the computer off and not hear what they have to say. Were you going to say something? Go ahead.
Yes. So as far as the harm of marijuana on social media, when I post articles about, I mean, these are scientific journals. The Lancet Medical Journal from England, well-known, prestigious medical journal. Only the best of the best get to post in there. And they have said that if you're a chronic user of marijuana, if you use daily, your chance of mental health issues increases five times, multiplies by five times. So, you know, these kind of warnings need to be announced to the public who potentially, again, are being told that this product is harmless. It's been around for thousands of years. Well, no, Mother Nature did not make 98% THC. Mother Nature made 2 to 3% THC. What has happened to the product in the last 10, 20 years? It's been genetically modified.
Right.
The seeds have been
But it's worth noting, you're not talking about as far as what the Greenbergs are going to be doing, but you're just saying as far as the process and what has happened steadily since the consumption of cannabis.
Exactly.
Okay, just want to make sure that, because again, this isn't to bastardize what the Greenbergs are trying to do as a business, but it's a matter of what's happening when you've got a conglomerate or corporation that gets involved, and they want to step up the product, but they also want, you know, the financial residual that goes with it.
However, because the market is available, they are going to be, I imagine, producing concentrates, correct?
Our goal is to have a cultivation facility, and if we were ever to do a manufacturing facility, we would do everything
step by step like we're doing right now. Go through the whole community outreach. We're going after one license right now, and that's strictly cultivation. So
okay.
Just flower products will be coming out of our facility.
Anything you guys want to say, Ellie and Ralph Greenberg? And I want to thank you for coming in for this this vocal forum.
Well.
Best of luck for your future forums that you have coming up.
Kevin, thank you so much. And just responsible use is the best use.
Ralph?
Hydrate before you medicate is what Dr. Uma Danubanian says. The biggest thing is thank you very much for having us, and we're very receptive to all the open questions that come on Thursday night.
Joseph Campbell.
Yeah, you got it. Yes, you know, you're talking about social media. You know, my ignorance is only as good as your knowledge, you know. So social media is great. You know, Annette, myself, we've gone back and forth respectfully on the internet, I think. And I think that it does deteriorate after a little while. You get some, you know, armchair quarterbacks that come in. You know, but moving forward, you know, for the town of Hanson, we really need a good business to come into town. And I hope everybody listens to what the Greenbergs are going to bring to Hanson. You know, we're talking about jobs. They're talking about tax revenue. And I really think it's a real low risk, high reward for the town. And I think that the town itself is going to gain from it. And who knows, if it doesn't, in 5 years, the agreement's done, it could be changed.
Ann Hassel?
I would just say to anyone who's consuming marijuana, you need to watch it. You need to watch it. And just because the state has regulated it does not mean it's safe. It's harmful.
Okay. Annette?
Some revenue was not worth taking.
Excellent. I want to thank all of you for coming in and participating in this conversation. Maybe we can have another one down the road. Annette wanted to kind of talk a little bit more expanded, and I told her if she wanted, and not necessarily about what your particular facility or establishment, and we will try to see if we can entertain that sometime during the summer to have it as more so, more involved about cannabis, marijuana, the growing, and the dangers. And if you want to come back down from Chicopee.
I've already come down here 2 times, but I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. Bob, anything you want to say to close out? You want to please tease the event coming up this Thursday at the Hanson Library.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, the shows of Bring It On in tonight's 95.9 WATD were meant to educate.
Monday Night Talk. Thank you.
With Kevin Tocci. Was meant to give people the opportunity to listen to all sides and should be moved forward. Thursday night, again, I would encourage people to come at 6 p.m. in the Hanson Library so their questions can be answered, because I know there are concerns. I mean, sure. One of the biggest concerns is the community host agreement with the selectmen. It needs to be nailed down. So Thursday night, this Thursday, 6 p.m., Hanson Library, come and listen to all parties.
And again, and the idea of the conversation, while the focus is on Hanson, there are other communities that are pondering such establishments and such projects. So this, I think, can be kind of universal until we kind of get an idea as to where things are. If things are being regulated and properly done, again, we can have that conversation. That's what Monday Night Talk is all about. We are going to step aside, and our final segment is up in just a couple of seconds with Nicole Terry. Hanover's Nicole Terry in just a moment. You are listening to Monday Night Talk here on 95.9 WATD.